The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad, see the broken, the bad, have a little bad, I just hanging around a bunch of bad, had a bad day, bad law, bad do, bad breath, bad, just bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Palacio, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves to roll up the shake of the G Perps in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, the British drivers, some kind of fashion jacket up should do, but all my friends that come around, flat the party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, with a mess of tots and tatter, but brains splattered all over Manhattan, should be shaking. Yeah. Hey, what's kicking on Pharrell? Mafia's running it tonight, and Giancarlo Stanton, a Stantonian shot to deep left field. That ball's gonna be out of here. There's a new home run champion of all time and his name. Anyway, Stanton with a golf shot from his ankles after fouling off several pitches, down two strikes. He jacks one to the deep seats and left in Toronto off of Richards to put the Yankees up 6-2. They were up 3-2 at the time, the three-run blast. Unbelievable the tear this guy's on. 13 RBIs in four games. You remember 10 RBIs in Boston, including home runs Friday, Saturday, a grand slam. Sunday, the giant bomb to Lansdowne Street. And then tonight, another one, a three-run shot with two outs and two on in the seventh. And they lead it 6-2 over the Jays in a crucial game at the start of a three-game set in Toronto. Of course, the Yankees with the first wild card lead and the Red Sox losers tonight in Camden in Baltimore, unbelievably, 4-2 to the lowly Orioles who gave the Yankees fits this year and now stun the Red Sox who had won seven in a row and now after losing the three and getting swept by the Yankees at Fenway over the weekend, turn around and play Baltimore in Baltimore and lose 4-2. So that hurt them tremendously. Right when they lost the game, Stanton hit the three-run shot off Richards. So 6-2 Yankees right now in the eighth. And so, bottom line, they need six outs to get this one. And then tomorrow, Cole pitches. I got to tell you, I'm sitting there watching this guy Stanton hitting, and he is absolutely on fire. I mean, this guy is standing in the batter's box and just raking home runs left and right Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. They didn't play yesterday. So Tuesday, four straight games with home runs. 13 RBIs in four games for Stanton. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline. So the guy has 13 RBIs in four games, and he ties Paul O'Neill, who did it in the last guy to do it in 99, I believe. So I saw that stat run across the TV tonight as O'Neill's calling the game with Michael Kay. But I'm sitting there. I don't care about all that. All I know is I'm watching this guy hit, and I am just blown away at the way he's hitting home runs. I mean, I'm just sitting there. Like, he's down 0-2 in the count. I'm like, don't just stand there and not take a rip at it when you got two on in the seventh and you're up by a run. First two pitches strikes, and he's just standing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, is he going to just stand there? And then sure enough, he fouls off like a slider, fouls off like a fastball, and then he fouls off a couple more, and then he rakes this home run from his ankles. He just went down to get it, and it was like a 56-degree wedge. He hit it down by his ankles, and it just flew out. I mean, sky high from his ankles to the roof. And it was gone deep to left. And I'm just sitting here going, oh, my God, this guy is absolutely torching the ball. What he did at Fenway over the weekend, Saturday night, that grand slam, and then Sunday, that shot to Lansdowne. I mean, you got to be kidding me. It just landed now. He hit it Sunday. It landed Tuesday night. I mean, this guy is terrorizing the baseball every time he's up.
We're no ordinary sports talk network. Not only do we have a roster of world-class experts, but they tell you gaming strategies to help you win. Any simpler, and we'd have to hold your hand.
And nobody wants that.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. So I got to tell you, man. It's pretty exciting watching the guy have this stretch and to watch him stand in there and hit these home runs. And I said on Coast to Coast and on the bench over the last couple of days that like Friday night, I'm watching the game. I don't even know if I think it was Mafia, right? And I can't keep track of all the days, but I just know that I was like, he hit one Friday night and I'm like, this guy's a freak. And then Saturday and Sunday he hits these grand slam and then this giant shot on Sunday night baseball. And I'm just sitting there watching going, you got to be kidding me. So Monday I went on the air and I'm like, this guy's the best player on this team. And I know that Judge and he, in my opinion, are the only two superstars on the team. That's it. And Cole. And I mean, really there's no one else. But when it comes to pure hitting, it is unbelievable watching a guy do what he's done. Like, the only guys that had ever done it were Ruth, Gehrig, and Mantle at Fenway, what he did in three games. So he's one of four guys to ever do it, ever. And then now he has 13 in four games RBIs. And O'Neal did it in 99. Now, I don't know if he's the only guy to ever do that. I haven't seen that stat roll yet, but I know he's the only guy that's done it since O'Neal in 99. And I'm guessing somebody else in Yankees lore has done it before. Now, I am, you know, I'm sold on him. You know, I think we talked about it, Carver High on Coast to Coast, that he's worth every penny. I mean, the guy makes tons of money, and he's a home run hitter, and he's a power hitter, and he just drives in runs. I mean, he's sitting at, I think, 96 now and has 34 homers, and that's really what I think Judge has, 94 and or 34 and 96. So, or 34 and 95, one of the two. All I know is they're both on in concert with one another in terms of their numbers, and nobody else on the teams is even close to that. No one's even remotely even anywhere near it in the neighborhood at all. So they're in, you know, Club Med. Everybody else is down in the cheap seats. But watching the guy, you know, stand in there, and he's so ripped, and he's just absolutely stands in there with his legs spread so far apart. He's got this big, giant, long stance where his legs are far apart, and he creates all this power and torque in the turn and his arms, and he's so huge. Now, I know there's people that say he's juiced, and you know what? The bottom line is, they have never caught him doing anything ever, ever. So, you know, if they're going to start doing that, then let's go league wide and go around the horn and let's test every guy in the league, because, you know, if that's all you can come up with, if that's the best you can do when that guy's hitting that many home runs in 4 days and driving in that many runs in 4 days is that he's juicing, then you're an idiot, right? I mean, it's one thing now. We went through scuff balls that nobody can hit, and then when they hit, they say they're on juice. So, and we know we got plenty of people that hate the Yankees that are everywhere, you know, everywhere, literally everywhere, on this network, on the radio, on the TV side. They all hate them. So, whatever. You know, what the Pharrell ever. Have at it. I'm sitting there watching. When he hit that home run, I was like, I jumped. I literally jumped out of my seat. And I was like, yeah. I go, you're a Pharrellin' badass. I go, what a bomb this guy just hit. I'm like, this guy, like, there is nothing better than watching your team when they're in it and they're, you know, in a playoff chase, in a wild card chase, in a division chase, in a game that matters. There's nothing like it. I think that playoff baseball is great in October. And I think this, you know, wild card chase where every game, every night matters until the last day. So what do we got? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 days left, six with tonight. And it is huge. And so when you're sitting there watching your team in it to make the playoffs and the game is this huge between Toronto and New York, and Toronto just got done beating them in four straight at the Boogie Down Bronx. They kicked the Yankees' ass four straight. To see that and then watch them suck through that series and then to see them go to Fenway, sweep the Red Sox, and then come to Toronto tonight and get that home run when it was a 3-2 game, and your boy had hit a home run. Judge had hit a solo shot earlier to right field, a slicing home run that off his bat to right field, and it slid right out of the park over the wall. I mean, watching them, it's again the same show. It's Judge and Stanton every night. That's who it is. The reason they're in first in the wild card is Judge and Stanton. And, you know, no one else really, to be honest with you. I won't deny Cole has looked really good at Fenway, and tomorrow he's going to pitch, and he's come up big for him. I won't deny that. But to me, I love Clay Holmes. I love Wandy Peralta. I'm scared to death when Chad Green pitches anymore. Same with Chapman. It has not been about pitching to me. It's been about hitting. It's been about home runs and driving in runs and scoring runs and getting hot with the bats that got them in this and got them back in it and in it to win it. And so, you know, for me, like, I've liked the Yankees forever. And, you know, I'm a Pirate fan, there's no doubt, but I'm a Yankee fan. And I've, you know, been going to Yankee games forever, and I like them forever. And it's great to see them in it, and it's great to see them in big, meaningful, you know, every year they're always in it. And there's nothing like it when I'm watching them play and the games matter and it's pressure and you got to win and they go out and get it done. And it's exciting. And when they hit that home run, I literally went nuts. I went nuts. And it takes a lot to get me jumping out of my seat. It gets a lot to make me scream and yell and cheer watching a baseball game by myself. I don't even care. Nobody's in the room and I'm screaming and yelling and jumping up and down. I love it. And I got to tell you, the way Toronto kicked their ass in New York, I think everyone thought the same thing was going to happen in Toronto. I bet on the Yankees today on Coast to Coast. And I bet on them tomorrow too with Cole. And that's just all there is to it. And I bet on him when he pitched at Fenway too. And he got it done. I think that was Friday. So I'm blown away by what they're doing. I really am. So I think, you know, there's six games left, five after tonight. I said if they win three, they're getting in no matter what. They win four, they'll have the wild card game at Yankee Stadium. If they win four or six, they're playing that game at Yankee Stadium. And you're going to face Cole. Urshela just got beamed in the elbow by Castro in the ninth inning. Yankees up 6-2. We got a lot going on tonight. We'll look at all those scores and everything else. We're going to talk about NBA COVID rules they've come out with tonight that are pretty strict. We'll get into that too on the bench. Going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
Pharrell on the bench. Gio Urshela got beaned. Then they said he didn't get beaned. Then they reviewed it and said he didn't get beaned. So the very next pitch, he hit a bomb to left. Another golf shot off Castro. It's 7-2 Bombers, and they are up 5 runs in the ninth on the Jays in a huge game thanks to Stanton's 3-run shot and Urshela's blast and Judge's solo shot early in the game. They led 3-2 when Stanton hit the home run. Rick Caro is our sports business and legal insider from Harvard on Sports Grid and on Coast to Coast and Pharrell on the bench as well, and he joins us. Rick, I want to go backwards from 15 down a little bit with some of the stories that I wasn't able to get to today on the TV side. And let's start with the deal, which is gigantic, obviously, for NBC to renew their partnership with the Premier League. And I just don't think people realize or that they don't care. But you and I both know how absolutely enormous the Premier League is. I believe without a doubt, unequivocally, that it's as big as the NFL. It's bigger than the NFL. And I think the NFL and the Premier League are the two biggest leagues in the world in terms of sports. Now, I know you could argue that, you know, La Liga, Serie A, Bundesliga, all of those are, I think they just hit another home run. No, I think Springer caught that one. Sorry, my bad. Anyway, I'm seeing balls fly out all night. I'm seeing things. Anyway, Rick, would you agree with that? Like, the Premier League is so gargantuan that it's like, I'm surprised NBC cares about anything else. I mean, I know they still have the NFL.
Well, they have Olympics, and they have some other properties, too. But it is absolutely right. You are absolutely right. The branding indexes and everything else that measure this stuff, the value of franchises, it is the Premier League first, and everybody else kind of a distant second. And Mark Lazarus, friend from NBC, created a monster. The first idea was to bring the Premier League over. The idea was maybe Americans are going to watch Saturday and Sunday morning. Well, it's titanic over there, and it's really titanic over here. And as a result, he created a monster that's in the billions now of rights. And the bidding war was not just for NBC, but the Peacock streaming, the Disney, ESPN streaming, the Paramount streaming, everybody's streaming creates significant values today. You know, the Premier League doesn't like to be streamed, but it sure likes the money.
How about, Disney is paying $175 million a year for La Liga. And, I got to be honest with you. Like, I don't believe truly that people in America care that much about it. Like, about La Liga. I see all this stuff. Serie A's on Paramount. I just don't think people in droves care about that. But I'm telling you, here's a perfect example of the Premier League, how big it is. I'm at the gym every day training, right? And I got these guys that I'm friends with that I know from the gym. And they work out every morning when I work out. I see them every day. These two dudes, they're from Dublin. And they are both, they live in America. They got dual citizenship. And they have jobs here, and they live in America. They love America. But these guys are thick Dublin guys like you have no idea, right? And they are just absolutely as Irish as the day is blue. And the other day, they flew across the pond Thursday night. They red-eyed to see Arsenal play Tottenham. They flew to London to stay in the city center to go see their Gunners play the Spurs. And then I saw him back in the gym this morning working out. And that, does that not epitomize how crazy people are for this Premier League? Like, when is the last time you flew to another country to go to a sporting event?
Not in a day and then returning. And I can believe it. And when you look at all the brand studies, too, like I said, avid fans, basketball a little bit here, college football a little bit here, but the fan avidity studies are off the charts with the Premier League. Is it cultural? Is it the fact that it's England's own? Well, yeah, and there's the rivalries that are built in. You could say they're friendly, but not really. And when you think about it, that's the key to the entire value.
So I want to throw some things at you and see how you feel about this. As you know, you and I do a lot of, golfing and big events. You and I used to go to tons of games together. Our friendship goes back 20 years, but I am on a binge lately. I got to tell you, like, I have been bucket listing left and right, things that I want to do. So I went to the Steeler Raider game, right? I flew there for that. I got, expensive everything, flights, rooms, dinners, everything. I'm just slapping down the cash, and I'm just going and living large. Then, and I saw my Steelers get their ass beat, then, and it didn't even matter to me. And then I'm going this week to see the Eagles play the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to that game Sunday. Then next Sunday, I'm going back to Pittsburgh to see the Broncos and Steelers. And then in November, I'm going to either November or December, one or the other, I'm going to Bloomington to take my son to see Indiana University, right? And I'm going to hit Mike Woodson and those Indiana Hurrying Hoosiers I'm going to go and you know, my red Hoosier top I got on right now. I'm going to go see my alma mater at Assembly Hall. Get it on again under Mike Woodson's tutelage and see a basketball game. The last time I was there, Rick, 1987, I saw Steve Alford and company beat Syracuse to win the national championship at the Superdome in New Orleans in the last game I ever covered. And how about this? I've never been back since. I've been on a whirlwind career thing ever since. I've never had time to go to Bloomington, Indiana during homecoming or fraternity, Father's Weekend, any of that. I've never gone back once ever, but I'm going back to show my son IU, and I'm going to take him to Assembly Hall to see Indiana play basketball. Five national championships, 22 Big Ten titles. I mean, there's ghosts in that building.
That is a, by the way, that's a bucket list and all bucket list. I've, you know, been to all that. One of these days, maybe next year after you've taken your son, I'll ask you to come with me to Assembly Hall. Hadn't been on the list. Cameron was, and obviously with my daughter being there, that's a big deal. IBA Pavilion is. Allen Fieldhouse has been. All the big college sport facilities.
I know you have.
I mean, those are. It's about time you did this. And by the way, if the IRS is listening, Pharrell's working. I mean, you know, he's working everywhere he goes. How's that? Is that good?
That's like right. That? And listen, and I'm telling you, I am working everywhere I go. And you know what? I'll be glad to have you join us if you want in Bloomington. And I've been to Cameron. I've been to Allen. I've been everywhere. I've been a million games this Assembly, but I've never been with my son, right? Like, so when I took him to the Steeler game, and saw his face, you know, I got season tickets, and he's never been with me to a Steeler game there in those seats. Those were my father's seats. When he died, I got them, and I bought them, the seat license, and carried the tradition on, and now I own them. And to see his face at that Raider game, when to see him screaming and jumping up and down, meanwhile, they're getting their ass beat, and he's screaming and yelling, and I'm like sitting there watching them just get bent over, but he was so happy. Like, he was so excited to be there and screaming and yelling. I mean, that just made my life. Like, I was like, this is the greatest thing ever, just seeing him happy like that. Cause I've been to a million games. I've been to Super Bowl. I've been to everything, four Olympic games, but I've never experienced that with my son, where I was at like a big sporting event that he got to enjoy at my behest, I guess.
Hey, listen, is that probably third week in November? Is that when that is?
Either that or December. Like, so I'm looking into it right now. Like, I took all the right, time good. Off, right? And I have to plan the flights and I got to get the tickets with as, you know, as much juice as I can use. I need to find a way to get into those games. Now, luckily, when those November, December, they don't play anything meaningful. They're all like early season games. So they play like whoever, and it's a crappy game, but I don't care. Those Big Ten games are sold out. And the season, early season games against like Southern Illinois or whoever, you can get a ticket to those. So that's what I want to go to. Something I want to go see any game there. I don't care what it is. I want him to experience Assembly Hall, and I want him to experience Indiana, because he wants to go to San Diego State. And I'm like, San Diego State's a cool school. There's no denying I'd go there. There's just tons of hot chicks and great weather and a beautiful school. But Indiana kicks its ass. Indiana's a better school. That's just all there is to it. And Indiana's one of the best
Indiana's
schools in the country.
School. And, right. And if the football basketball team, you know, is going to be playing well. Yeah, definitely. Hey, you know, one of the things I'm doing is to reissue the book that you know I'm writing, and I'm signing a
deal. Rick, hold that thought, buddy. Just hold that thought right there, Rick. Just, I apologize. Hold that thought, and we'll come back and continue this excitement with Rick Haro on the bench. We got a lot going on. By the way, Stanton with another shot, a double. He's got the 3-run homer and now a double to ride over the right fielder's head.
To listen to Sports Grid,
you can always go find a clover patch, get down on all fours, and find one with four leaves. Or you can get the winning edge
right here,
and you won't get any ticks.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Rick Haro's with us. He was talking about his book when I rudely interrupted him. Rick, if you can remember where you were and pick it up.
Yeah. No, Alzheimer's hasn't kicked in that much yet. It wasn't rude. It just you ended the segment. So I'm coming out with the second edition of the Sport Business Handbook. All the 100 guys who we interviewed about 50 years of the sports business, Colangelo, Coach K, Steve Ross, Tom Ricketts, and I guess I'll announce it, but we're doing a second edition that we're adding a few people who will talk about what it's been like to come out of the pandemic, 50 years plus pandemic. We'll talk about it more. It'll come out in June at the latest, maybe earlier, and we'll get some of the people, Bob DuPay, the former president of Major League Baseball, and on, a lot of guys who have some new opinions and really important. Reason I'm mentioning it now is I've got to spend 2 days in Champaign, which is where Human Kinetics publishers are, and you know that's only an hour and 20 minutes, I think, it's from Bloomington, maybe a little longer. So I'll schedule the trip, since I have control of it, around Assembly Hall, and I'm not going to impose. I'm going to meet your son, and we're going to go to the game. How's that?
That'd be great. Now, I think definitely, I'm certain that Champaign's further than an hour and a half from Bloomington, but I know.
Well,
that,
it's a time zone. Maybe it's 2 hours. It's not much more, because I've done it.
Oh, because of the time zone. All right, because like I've been to Champaign a million times, and it's far from Bloomington. You know, so is Chicago. Chicago's 3 or 4 hours from Bloomington, and Champaign-Urbana's, you know, that's not even near Chicago. So. Anyway, they're both great Big Ten schools, and certainly, you know, I got to tell you, though, Indiana football this year to me has laid an egg, and I think they're going to get their ass beat against Penn State on Saturday, because last year they won that game on that controversial call at the, on the, you know, when Penix dove toward the cone and hit the cone, and they said he scored, but he clearly hit the ground. I could admit a year later he was down, but they gave him the touchdown and they beat Penn State. And I think Penn State's going to take it out on him, because I don't think Indiana's been good at all this year. Let me go back to this other story. PSG cut a deal with Dior, right? And they won today. Messi had a gigantic goal in the Champions League, his first goal with PSG. And how about that deal with Dior? They're going to outfit him and everything else. Nothing like getting in bed with Dior.
Yeah, well, especially if you're over there, and especially if you're in France, and especially if you're in the stadium that's going to be the opening ceremonies of the Olympics in 2024. So a lot of things that are really happening with PSG, and it's not just the Messi deal, but when you look at Barca completely falling apart, management-wise, cash flow-wise, you know, PSG now is, I would think, the hottest property in Europe. Obviously, Man City, Man United, Arsenal. But when you look at the branding studies, PSG is right there.
Have you seen this thing? This is the most amazing thing ever. This Ariel Helwani reported about the MMA new World Fight League that's coming together.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things about that is that they're attempting to use franchise models exactly as you do normal leagues. So Chicago will play Dallas in a match. They've got to get their investors. They've got to structure it. And you've never seen anything like that. But if you believe in the sport and you believe in the franchise model, they're not going to start until they get 8 solid investors. And I'm sure they're not going to have any trouble coming up with big-time money these days. The TV contract will be obvious. There are going to be enough people who will do it. So I'm looking forward to it. It'll be really kind of a cool thing.
I want to ask Mafia if he can jump on right now. I don't know if he can, but have you heard about this thing and you know anything about it?
Yeah, I just heard the beginnings of it. You know, I can look more into it to see for sure, because it's interesting. They've kind of had, you know, fight leagues try to go, like, making it a team sport. They've tried different, you know, things that they've done to try to make it more, you know, something special than the UFC or some other kind of idea instead of just competing directly. It hasn't worked. Just like the NFL, the UFC's held a monopoly, so we'll have to see if this is, you know, an idea that can actually compete with them.
So I wonder, Rick, what Dana White thinks of it, because he mocks everyone. He literally has abused and been vocal against every outfit that has ever tried to compete against him. And the only one he just, it would seem to me, leaves alone. He doesn't talk bad about Bellator.
Yeah, because it's, you know, as part of his his old group of people. But Mafia, I'm interested to see whether you think that a franchise concept is going to work, or are the people that watch this kind of sport so key to the individual fighters that it doesn't much matter what city they fight over?
I think, you know, it could work depending on who you get together. I mean, it just depends on how you package them, how it's done. I mean, the big thing is going to be, you know, with this or anything else, is who you attract, what fighters you have, how you put them together. And a big thing for that always, you know, with the problems the UFC has had with some of these guys and girls is, are you going to pay them? You know, if you pay these people enough, then maybe when they get out of those contracts, you get them as free agents. Otherwise, the UFC holds a monopoly and locks them in.
All right,
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I was just going to say, a cool thing is if you can imagine logos on their backs, you know, and on the trunks and kind of the team with sponsorships on it, I mean, that's a cool thing that you could do that you can't do with the individual fighter. Just saying. I mean, we'll see.
All right, so Sports Top, the list of consumers must have cable networks. So of all the networks, what? Obviously, Disney Channel, ESPN, ID, Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, ESPN2. Those are the top cable channels?
Yeah, well, and here's the trend on that. You know, ESPN obviously still a must-have with all of their iterations, ESPN2 and the platforms. But you have a lot of the traditional entertainment channels, not so many of the big-time sports channels. Now, streaming isn't going to change all that, but it's going to be mixed up big time this time next year, with a lot of the channels, like the Nickelodeons, in the middle of that, too, in the cord cutting. We're in a world where media is a lot different next year than it is today, and a lot different 5 years from now than it is next year.
So I like ESPN for play-by-play, you know, like actual live sports, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, now hockey, whatever. I like when the games are on, without a doubt. That's when I watch, and the rest of it, I can barely stand it. I mean, honestly, like when I watch it, I want to shoot guns at it. Like I literally cannot take their programming at all, ever. It's so painful. You can't even argue it. It's so painful. The shows that they've come up with and the people they have on them. I like their sports play by play. Like when there's games on, I'm all in. Everything else, I literally want to jump.
Are you a Manny Brothers commentary guy from last night and Monday night?
I love it. I think they should fire the other three and just put those two on permanently. I think they should fire them immediately.
Yeah, well, they have a better channel than that because now they can get the ratings of two of the channels and they can count as two things. I got one more question for you before we run out of time. Have we given up on the University of Miami this year completely or not?
Well, I've given up on them mattering. They're done. They're not playing for anything that matters. I mean, if they can salvage the ACC season and go to a good bowl game, I'm all in. But I had ordered Harry to send me all the new looks for, you know, clothes, because I always buy every year or two. I buy new Canes clothes and, you know, shirts, shoes, whatever, all the cool stuff that I like wearing, and hoodies and stuff like that. And then after, you know, they've been bent over a couple times and they just get their ass beat. Like when Michigan State beat them, I told them just, I said, I'll talk to you next year, Harry. I'm not going to spend any money this year. Thanks. I was going to go to a game. Now I don't even want to go to a game. I think they're awful and I can't even take watching.
Nothing. You mean the 69-0 beat down on Central Connecticut State didn't change your opinion?
No, I mean that was candy. That was a sugar game, right?
Like, The only advantage, my friend, is that the ACC season starts Thursday night against Virginia, but they have not played one ACC game yet. So, assuming you can believe they're good enough, which they're probably not, to run the table, you know, and then Clemson's not as good as they used to be, but we'll never know.
They're done.
We'll have to see.
I hope Clemson is out of the playoff conversation permanently now this year. They do not deserve to be in the college football playoff. They don't even deserve to be ranked right now, and yet they still are because they have an affinity for them, and it makes me sick to my stomach. I have to tell you one other thing about Miami. I think Brissett should be the starting quarterback permanently. I thought the job he did in Vegas was impressive, and Tua sucks.
Well, Flora's got a real tough decision 3-4 weeks from now. He really, really does, because that's the face of the entire offense. Except Brissett gets the ball out pretty quickly. He's also very mobile, and he's tough. I don't mind that decision. I think if that happened, you and I would be on the same page.
So how about crypto.com continuing to spend tons of money? They're going to sponsor Fnatic esports teams. That's smart.
Crypto.com is just another example of the cryptocurrency trend. You're going to have 4 or 5 mega crypto companies that are bidding for big-time stuff. You see the umpires with FTX. FTX names the Miami Arena. Now FTX has done a couple of other deals, like in Oakland. And so the money is there. Crypto's legitimate, and people are spending marketing money on it now, which is really important.
Why would they change the name of Squaw Valley ever? I cannot believe they're going to call it Palisades Tahoe. Who made up that stupid idea? I don't care how much money they spent. Why would you ever change the name of the iconic Squaw Valley where I've skied a million times? That's a swing and a miss.
Yeah, but remember, too, when we were just babies, maybe you weren't even born yet, but what was it, 60? Was that when the Winter Olympics was there? It's a memorable
yes.
Olympic site, and now the name is completely changed. I agree with you again.
You cannot change the name of Squaw Valley to Palisades Tahoe. I mean, honest to Christ.
Too late.
I mean,
too late.
How drunk do you have to be at that meeting to pull that one off? I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. What are the Niners using their SAP analytics to teach data sciences to youth? At least they can do that. They can't win games. They take the lead with under a minute left.
Al Guido is a good guy. He runs the Niners, Levi Stadium and the like, and he believes in analytics. But he also, with SAP, believes that analytics can be a tremendous advantage, a teaching tool, interns as well. So that team is high tech, and that team runs by numbers, even though, as you said, they can't hold a lead.
Hey, your Marlins look great today. The Cubs lost to the Pirates, and then the Marlins got swept by the lowly Mets at Citi Field. And Noah Syndergaard pitched for the first time in 2 years, and he pitched one inning of scoreless ball.
Yeah, wait till next year. The Marlins and the Cubs. Wait till next year for my Cubs, right? I can't, by the way, I should never say this, but I can't wait for the season to be over for my hapless Cubs, and then we wait for the playoffs. White Sox, I guess you follow them, they're 22 over. They're going to win again tonight, but they're not built for the playoffs. I'm a little nervous about them.
Yeah, listen, don't pretend like you like the White Sox when you're a Cub fan. You get your face beat in Chicago.
There's nothing
like
I can, I can't root for the Cubs anymore. What do you want me to do this year? I can't root for the Cubs.
Go root for Miami to play Central Connecticut State again. All right, Rick, I'll see you.
I'm in. All right.
There he is, Rick Haro, our sports business and legal insider from Harvard on the bench. With people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
So I'm looking at the Indiana basketball schedule here, trying to figure out this trip to go see him play and go check out IU for my son. And I don't know the dates exactly of when I might be able to, but there are games against Eastern Michigan's their opener November 9th. Then they play Northern Illinois on the 12th, St. John's on the 17th, Louisiana on the 21st, Jackson State on the 23rd, Marshall on the 27th. They play Nebraska, Big Ten opener, December 4th. They play Merrimack, December 12th. Notre Dame, December 18th. I don't think I can do that one because I'm going to the Titans game on the 19th of December with the Steelers. But Northern Kentucky on December 22nd. And so there's a lot of games in there. I don't really care. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing them play St. John's. any of those games, the Nebraska game, the Wisconsin game, the Notre Dame game, I'd love, but that's on a bad date for me. I think I'm going to Pittsburgh that day to see the Saturday, Sunday. It's Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th. I'm going to the Titans game. So it is what it is. But I want to go see him play at Assembly Hall with my son. I think it'd be pretty cool. If I get him to go to that game at Assembly Hall and take him to IU, that'll be it. That'll be it. That'll be closed the deal. That'll be it. Once he goes there and sees that, that'll be it. San Diego will be out. It'll be Hoosiers. Can you imagine if he goes to IU like I did? That'd be pretty cool. Although there is a tremendous amount of bikini ass at San Diego State, I should probably rethink this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.